This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, as it happens, those stock market numbers I just gave you were pretty good historically. The Dow jumped almost 6% in January, its best start to the year since 1994. That index is near a record high. And some economists say that is thanks to the return of individual investors to the stock market. Our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, joins us now with more on that. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Chris, is it really true? Is the individual investor, the regular Joe, actually getting back into the stock market now?
Well, if you look at the mutual fund figures and the exchange-traded fund figures, yes, the individual investor is coming back into the stock market. But you know what always kind of bothers me, Jeremy, when people make this observation? It sort of has this tone of, you know, the pros, the sophisticated, the smart money, they were in there long before now. And now it's kind of this individual investors coming in, so it must be a fool's rally.
Well, yeah, that is the question. I mean, you know, in a couple of the stories that I've seen over the last few days about this, the second thing that they say after they say the individuals are coming back in is, did they miss the boat?
No, I don't think they missed the boat. Or let's put it this way. The individual investor is coming more into the market, partly because they're making a big bet along with the professionals and along with companies who have been buying back their stock, by the way, in massive numbers. Everybody's making the same bet at this point or this juncture of our history, which is that the U.S. economy is going to continue to recover despite the GDP report, the negative number that we got earlier in the week, and that Europe, you know, Europe, the worst is behind Europe, and it's going to start getting better. So it may turn out that the individual investor and the professional investor are wrong about future economic growth, but it's a reasonable bet.
All right. So, Chris, I know that there are going to be people who hear this interview and they say, oh, man, I got to get into that market. He says it's doing well now, and it's not just the big guys. It's the little guys that are getting some of the action. What are they supposed to do?
I wouldn't do anything. I mean, look, Jeremy, you don't want to be taking investment advice from me or investment advice from your brother-in-law or what, the proverbial barber. Does anyone have to take investment advice from their barber? I don't know. So many people try and, you know, get out of the market in time, get back in the market in time, and it's a fool's game. It's hazardous to your wealth. Think about your circumstances. Think about what you're trying to do. Save your money. If it makes sense to have some money in the market, that's fine. If it doesn't, just save your money for the long term so it's there for you. Don't chase the market.
Sound advice from Chris Farrell, Marketplace Economics Correspondent. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.